Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, and I've got a tutorial that's gonna knock your socks off. Literally, knock them off. Even if you got sandals on, just knock them right off. What we have here is this 3D room, kind of this dark 3D room. I like to call it the room of darkness. And this is actually the room police put you in when you get caught stealing printers from Best Buy. Well, actually, we probably would have got away with it, except that we had to go back there to get the USB cables, so that kind of jammed us up there. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. What we're going to be using is a texture from the Riot Gear DVD collection. So if you're not familiar with that, check out videocopilot.net, Riot Gear, awesome collection, if you don't already know. But what we're going to do is go into the Grungy Textures collection. I'm going to go down to the low resolution grayscale ones. And what we have is this grunge gray number 11. It's this kind of cool looking texture. And what we're going to do is take this and drag it into a new composition. Now, the next step is to turn this layer into a 3D layer by clicking on the 3D layer switch, hitting W for the Wotate tool. You know, I heard that the first time instead of R, because R brings up the rotation, but the tool is actually W, and they actually write it in there somewhere as the Wotate tool. I thought, what? That's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm not going to say that. And yet, here we are. Anyway, W, we're going to rotate it, hold down Shift. Then if we go back to the selection tool, we'll just kind of move this over, kind of creating a wall. Duplicate the layer, edit, duplicate. Move this over to the other side, check it out. Duplicate it again, hit the Wotate tool again, rotate on the X axis, the red axis, till it's flat. Bring it down to the floor. And basically we want to position this into a room. And we want to bring this over so it intersects, and then up so that the black is kind of where it intersects. So go ahead and do that for both of these layers right there. So it's okay if it overlaps a little bit. So that's good. Then we'll take the floor, duplicate it, move it up to the top. And we might need to create a camera at this point. Just go ahead and use the 35 millimeter preset. Choose OK. And then I'm going to take the Track Z camera tool and just kind of pull out of this room here. And kind of bring it back into view. Okay, so let's go ahead and create the back wall. So I'm going to duplicate the layer again. Bring it down. And we're just going to rotate it. Like so. And we'll just push it in Z space to the back. Doesn't have to be perfect. We can go to the top view, make sure that we line it up. And also, if you want, you can select all the layers and pick a different color so that's easier to see. We'll go back to the active camera. Scale this up just a little bit. Okay, looking good. Now we want to create a new light. We'll go ahead and make the intensity 150, and we'll make the color like a blue color. Okay, so that looks pretty good. Let's take the camera and position it inside of this room. So just kind of move forward, and we can even zoom out as we move the camera in just to create the illusion of a little bit of a larger room. And the room's a little dark, so let's go into the light properties and bring the intensity up. So when you use a color, the intensity kind of changes based on the intensity of the color. So okay, now this room's a little small. What we need to do is make this room a little bit bigger. Now, we can duplicate these walls, you know, forever, or there's another way we can do that. So let's take this back layer. We'll call it the back wall. By the way, you can hit return on the keyboard. Oh, one other thing. I got an email about how do I show my frames instead of time. Just control click. Instead of time, just control click until you get frames. Nice tip there. That one's free. Okay, so we're going to take our back wall. We'll shut it off for a second. Then we go to the effects and presets. Type in motion. And you're going to see motion tile. And drag that down to all four wall layers. Now what we want to do is change the output width to 500. We'll copy this. Select the other three layers. Paste it. Control C, Control V. Then we take our back wall and go to the Z axis, and you can hold down shift and basically just push that back there until we close it off. Okay, so it's a little dark in here, but let's go ahead and take the track tool and let's back up some. See that? By duplicating the room, we also created a longer hallway. Isn't that cool? I don't know. Have you guys seen this before? Possibly in a promo for a product. I can't remember. Anyway, we can do an animation where we kind of fly down this hallway, and that's pretty cool. Now, there is one thing that we have to compensate for, and that is the back wall is just way too bright. It's almost like a mirror. And so what we need to do is take the back wall, choose Effect, Color Correction, Exposure, and just bring that down. I don't know. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Quick interruption. I just want to show you one tip I forgot to go over, and that is if you go down to the Light Intensity, Alt-click, add that wiggle expression. Oops, wiggle. 3,40, and that'll just kind of give the room a little dreariness as the lighting will kind of flicker a little bit. Those darn incandescent bulbs. Okay, so we're back in the room, and what I want to do is add some text. So I'm going to take the text tool, click on here, we'll write final image. By the way, that's my company. We do visual effects and motion graphics, a bunch of fun stuff. And right, presents. Looking good. By the way, this font is Arial Black, italicized, I think. Turn on the 3D layer switch for both of these. And bam, they go back to the 0-0 position of our camera originally. If you see, our layers are actually still up there. We're actually just looking at the motion tiled addition we've added to our nice little room. So if we move in here and get to our final image text, and we can reposition it at eye level. It's important to put things at eye level, like picture frames and stuff in your house. You want to make sure they're kind of at eye level, otherwise they look awkward. That's what my wife told me, and she's right. She's gotta be. And now we can go ahead and set up a nice little camera move. If we take the orbit camera tool, we can kind of come over to one side. I mean, this is like a full-on 3D room, you know, a lot of possibilities. But let's go ahead and animate the position and the anchor point, or the point of interest. Move forward, and we'll kind of zoom in, excuse me, track in, nice and close here. Nice. Kind of offset it over here to the side. And play around with the light too. Make sure we have good lighting. Good lighting, it's important. And we'll even zoom out further. It'd be like this huge zoom in. We can start out here lower at the ground, coming from the darkness. Or whatever. Looks pretty good. Kind of cool, we cross over. Okay, so that looks pretty good. Let's go ahead and select the keyframes. Hit F9 for a nice curve, easy ease curve on the keyframes there. Okay, let's go ahead and play that back. Now, the other thing I did in the original animation was add a little bit of a position wiggle. And to do that, I alt-clicked on the position, choose wiggle, parentheses, 1,35. Actually, we'll go 0.5, 35. And then I'll just add a little bit of life at the end. You can even turn that down just a little bit. And we can also add motion blur to these layers. Turn on the motion blur switch. Turn on motion blur. May want to speed the animation up a little bit. Just move the keyframes closer together. And you create this crazy going down the hall room kind of effect. Now, how else can we enhance this? Well, let's go and pull down the camera options. And we have the depth of field. We turn that on. And nothing really happens. Let's increase the aperture. See that? See our walls blurring out here? Increase the blur level. All right. Now, one little problem. Our focus point is not our text. How can we fix that? Well, there's a nice little expression we can do. We could animate the focus distance and try to figure out where that is. But that could take seconds, even minutes, you know, if you're really trying to be perfect. So we're going to actually use an expression. So final image, I'm going to hit P to bring up the position. Then for the focus distance, I'm going to alt-click, adding an expression. I'm going to delete what's there. I'm going to type length, L-E-N-G-T-H. Nice. Parentheses. Then I'm going to take the pick whip, and I'm going to drag it to the position of final image. So what it's saying is the length from the final image text, comma, to, what would I go to? Oh, the camera's position in parentheses. So the value we're going to be creating here is what is the length from final image to the camera? Well, it's 573 at this point. Well, what about right here? Well, it's 1230.8, sir. I like the sir part. That was really nice. So what we've created is an expression that will dynamically calculate what the distance is no matter what. Pretty sweet, huh? Now let's play it back. Okay, don't be fooled. That took a long time to render. That motion blur with the depth of field, it's a killer, but it's worth it. See that? Pretty nice, huh? Might even add a little more wiggle. Give that a little more life. 35.75. So we wiggle it once every 3/4 of a second, 35 pixels or units. Okay, so that's the end of the tutorial. Sorry if I was a little excited today. I found an extra box of peeps and you know, just really boosted my spirit. And if you don't know what peeps are, they're basically these sugar-colored marshmallows. They look like ducks or... No. They look like rabbits. If you knew what they were, you'd understand. Anyways, my name's Andrew Kramer. You can check me out at creativecow.net or visit my website, videocopilot.net. We got some great other tutorials. And of course, you can purchase Riot Gear, pre-matted organic stock footage. Anyways, I'll see you guys next time. For now, I'm going to go see what's at the end of this room. Looks kind of dark back there.